dwarfed her. She might have been lost in the vast space with its stunning views of the Manhattan skyline, if not for the striking crimson of her reading glasses, which perfectly matched the stain on her full lips. I took a moment to really get a good look at her, admiring how the strip of silver hair at her right temple had been artfully arranged into her elaborate updo. She was slender, with a graceful neck and long arms, and when she looked up from my application to consider me, I felt exposed and vulnerable. She slid her glasses off and sat back. "Have a seat, Gianna." I moved across the cream-colored carpet and took one of the two chrome and leather chairs in front of her desk. "Good morning," I said, belatedly hearing a trace of my Brooklyn accent, which I'd practiced hard to suppress. She didn't seem to pick up on it.
"Tell me about yourself."
I cleared my throat. "Well, this spring I graduated magna cum laude from the University of Nevada at Las Vegas."
"I just read that on your resume."
She softened her words with a slight smile.
"Tell me something I don't already know about you. Why the restaurant industry? 60% of new establishments fail within the first 5 years. I'm sure you know that."
"Not ours. My family has run a restaurant in Little Italy for 3 generations, I said proudly.
"So why not work there?"
"We don't have you." I swallowed. That was way too personal. Lei Yun didn't seem rattled by the gaffe, but I was. "I mean, we don't have your magic," I added quickly.
"We?"
"Yes." I paused to collect myself. "I have 3 brothers. They can't all take over Rossi's when our dad retires, and they don't want to. The oldest will, and the other two, well, they want their own Rossi's."
"And your contribution is a degree in restaurant management and a lot of heart."
"I want to learn how to help them realize their dreams. I want to help other people achieve theirs, too."
She nodded and reached for her glasses. "Thank you, Gianna. I appreciate you coming in today."
Just like that, I was dismissed, and I knew I wasn't going to get the job. I hadn't said whatever she needed to hear to make me the clear-cut winner. I stood, my mind racing with ways I could turn the interview around. "I really want this job, Ms. Yoon. I work hard, I'm never sick, I'm proactive and forward-thinking. It won't take me long to anticipate what you need before you need it. I'll make you glad you hired me."
Lei looked at me. "I believe you. You juggled multiple jobs while maintaining your honors GPA. You're smart, determined, and not afraid to hustle. I'm sure you'd be great. I just don't think I'd be the right boss for you."
"I don't understand." My stomach twisted as my dream job slipped away. Disappointment pierced through me.
"You don't have to," she said gently. "Trust me. There are 100 restaurateurs in New York who can give you what you're looking for."
I lifted my chin. I used to be proud of my looks, my family, my roots. I hated that I was constantly second-guessing all of that now. Impulsively, I decided to reveal why I wanted to work with her so badly. "Ms. Yoon, please listen. You and I have a lot in common. Ian Pembry underestimated you. Isn't that right?"
Her eyes blazed with sudden fire at the unexpected mention of her former partner who'd betrayed her. She didn't answer.
I had nothing to lose at this point. "There was a man in my life who underestimated me once. You proved people wrong. I just want to do the same."
She tilted her head to the side. "I hope you do."
Realizing I'd come to the end of the road, I thanked her for her time and left with as much dignity as I could manage. As far as Mondays went, that was one of the worst of my life.
"I'm telling you, she's an idiot,"
Angelo said for the second time. "You're lucky you didn't get that job today." I was the baby of the family, with 3 big brothers. He was the youngest. His righteous anger on my behalf made me smile.